friends. Welcome to our podcast, Friends with a Twist. I'm Kenzie.
And I'm Madison.
We're best friends, but we also have a twist. We are social swingers who enjoy not just swinging, but naked fun.
We like finding friends who are sexually confident and free, just like us.
Join us as we discuss and share stories, tips, and husbands.
This podcast will contain sexually explicit material. If you are under 18, we are not the friends for you. Find a new podcast. Hey, everybody. Welcome to episode 7 of Friends with a Twist. I'm Madison.
And I'm Kenzie.
And we're super excited to have you guys listening to us once again. I can't believe we're at episode 7 already.
Yeah.
This was all just a dream, but a few months ago.
It was all a dream. Rest in peace, Biggie.
Oh. Honestly, to all of you who follow us on our social media, our Instagram and our Twitter, which again is FWAT_podcast, thank you so much. We love sharing some fun, sexy pictures throughout the week. Recently, we started doing some polls, try to get some interaction from some of our listeners. So yeah. Thank you so much. And if you don't follow us, you should probably do that. And if you don't want to, fuck you. love you all. Anyway. So, should we just jump right into it? Should we get started with our shots and get this thing moving? What do you think, Kenzie?
I think that sounds like a fabulous idea.
All right. Our fireball's chilled and it's ready. So, here we go. Cheers.
Cheers.
I can never do it in one swallow.
Oh, it's, well, that's what she said.
So, that was perfectly chilled. Awesome. Yeah, let's get into it. What's new with you, Kenzie? You and Gary, anything at all going on lately?
Not a whole lot since the last episode. We are still trying to chat with people online and make some new connections so that hopefully one day we can meet in real life, which maybe will be happening. Gary and I got our shots and we're all microchipped now by the government for the conspiracy theorists out there. So we are all good to go.
Nice.
So yeah, we'll see how that, you know, I don't know.
Open for business.
I don't feel any different yet, but we'll see. So in all seriousness, hopefully that will allow us to get out a little bit more and start to interact with some people, which we are definitely looking forward to. Some sense of normalcy would be nice. But yeah, otherwise we haven't really been up to too much lately. You know, sad but true. I guess not every day is the Super Bowl, you know?
I hear you.
How about you and Barry?
Well, yeah, honestly, I don't know if some of you listeners have noticed, but I really haven't had too much like exciting to say the last couple episodes, at least for this beginning segment, because dear Barry, he was away for a couple weeks for work. And honestly, I just didn't feel like really talking about that while he was gone. Mm-hmm. Not that like people are going to come like hunt me down after listening to this or anything, but I don't know. I was just kind of like taking a chill pill for a while and trying not to be overly sexual while he's gone, like getting myself excited because he was gone for a few weeks. And we don't play separately, as you guys should know. So I was just kind of doing my own thing for a while, but he's back. He got back, well, just about a week ago now. So we've had a busy week.
I bet you have. I was surprised to see you walking normally into the door tonight.
I thought it'd be like I got off a horse or something. Yeah. Like, no, walking all right. It's been fun. We have this little funny story I want to share. When I picked him up from the airport, he wanted to drive home. Why do you think? Because he hasn't had sex for like several weeks. So he wanted roadhead on the way home. It was like 11 o'clock at night. I'm like, sure, whatever. I don't care.
Fair.
So obviously I did it. But it's funny because the roads are shit. Well, most highways are shit across the nation anyway, like potholes and whatnot. So when I was like mouth down on him, like on his lap, every bump we'd hit, I didn't even have to like move my body. Like gravity in the car took care of it. It was just like a natural up and down. Yeah. It was awesome. I just thought that was so funny as we were doing it. But anyway. So yeah, within the first like hour of him being back home, he had already came. So lucky him. Yeah, but besides that, I don't know. We've been trying to like dive head first back into like sex, honestly. Yeah. Like we've both been deprived.
Right.
We use one of the new toys. Oh. I don't know if anyone saw on social media. I posted that picture. I think this was just on Instagram. It was a picture of a bunch of toys being charged. And I was like, getting ready for the weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's because he was coming home. So I was getting ready. But the one night, I think the second night he was home, we used one of those. And I don't know. I think I remember at one point when he was using the toy on me, I looked over and I was like, I've never felt pleasure like this from a toy before. Wow. Like, it was intense. I don't know if it's because I was like re-virginized from the past 3 weeks or something.
Maybe a little,
but
yeah.
I don't know. I had a good time with that toy, I will say.
Well, tell me, what is this magical toy? Like, what...
I'll have to like hone in on it. It was a nice purple smooth vibrator. It had the little, gosh, how do you describe it? The nice long piece that goes inside your vagina and then the two little like fingers on the outside for your clit. Oh,
okay, okay.
And it vibrated and like, I think it did rotate in the inside. Yeah, I think the inner part rotated a little bit too. And he was like pumping it all the way up. Normally with toys, like I don't like it super super high, but no, I let him do it, and like I was like, I felt like I was floating above my body while we were playing. It was amazing. So
well, right then.
I'm talking so fast because it's just been like so much I've been
flooding back. Giving me chills.
So some fun with toys, some fun with Roadhead, some fun with just general sex. Like, it's been so long
doing the sex. Yeah,
been dry.
I mean, that's
not
good
anymore. Whap. Anyway. So, yeah, gosh, I can take a deep breath now.
Yeah, I know.
Finally.
We're all flush now. This is like...
Finally got laid. Ooh.
So I'm glad that you are, you know, back on the horse, I guess, to use some sort of weird metaphor. But what was that like for you to go that long without physical interaction in that way?
I'll take a deep breath and I'll try to talk slower now. I'll calm down. Honestly, it wasn't as bad as I think some people would think it is. Right after he left, like, it was just an emotion of like knowing I wasn't going to see him for a while and just like sadness too.
Yeah.
So like, it's like we've talked about before, like turning that switch on and off, like it was off. It was dark. It was like, I don't know. I just mentally, I was just focused on what needed to get done around the house, counting down the days till he got home.
Yeah.
Like, I just couldn't let myself get into that sexual mindset. I mean, probably on a couple occasions I woke up like humping the bed because I was having sexual dreams. But like, besides that, I rarely, like a few times I would check the SLS website, like to see what's going on out there. And besides this podcast and like sharing some sexy photos, I like didn't find myself like needing to try to talk to people or try to meet people or anything like that. I don't know. Maybe it's a girl thing. I don't know if a guy would have that easy of a time.
Yeah.
Not being allowed to have sex for a couple of weeks. Not allowed, but like not being able to. Yeah, it was a little tough. I definitely, the last few days before he came home, we were sending some texts back and forth. I was sending him photos and videos. Like, we were amping ourselves up pretty good. Like, at that point, the switch was on. I was ready for him. But I don't know. It wasn't as bad as I thought. I'm not going to lie. I don't know what that says about me. But
no, I mean, I guess that's good. But I think I can understand, like, you know what it is. You know what you have ahead of you. So just kind of mentally like, okay, this is what it's going to be. So
temporary.
I'm going to focus my attention over here for now. And like, I think I can understand that. But yeah, it would be interesting to hear another perspective on it. Like you said, I don't know if the male half of relationships would approach it in the same way.
A few people I like hung out with, some even vanilla people, were like, oh my God, there's no way you could do this without doing anything. You had to have done something. I'm like, no, honestly, I wasn't playing with myself every night. I swear to God, I wasn't. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe that's weird to some swingers. Like, I know some people would be like doing their own thing or maybe meeting up. We just don't do that. So I don't know. For me, it wasn't a thing.
Well, I'm glad that it wasn't terrible. I'm glad you survived. I'm glad Barry is back in town.
You and Gary adopted me, though. So thank you very much for occupying me the past few weeks in a non-sexual way.
Yeah.
Just getting me drunk and, you know, hanging out vanilla. Yeah.
Yeah. So, Madison, I feel like you're leaving out at least something in the what's new category.
Didn't I talk about all the sex?
There was a lot of sex.
No. Yeah. So last night, actually.
Hot off the press.
we went out locally and we did meet up with a single guy totally unexpectedly. Like, this wasn't planned. We were just out somewhere and I'll share the details a little bit later. But there's some good juicy stuff coming.
Oh, nice.
Literally.
So, speaking of single guys, I will take that bait and offer up a question that we received on Twitter.
Yes.
From a single gentleman of sorts. I don't know this
supposedly
person, but the question essentially is asking how to navigate like the different apps and sites that are used in the lifestyle and how to go about setting up a profile for them. Okay. So it sounds like this friend, this follower on Twitter, is recently single and is finding it difficult to match with people online.
That's pretty common.
Yeah.
For single guys, yeah.
So I think maybe just looking for some advice about how to get a response from people.
Oh, okay.
Like, you know, that initial greeting and introduction, you know, maybe some suggestions to how to approach that.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that for you and I, Madison, we primarily use the SLS site we've talked about. We aren't really on a bunch of other sites. I don't have any swinger apps.
We've tried other sites, but it's very dependent on where you live.
It
like,
is.
It's... Yeah. Sorry to just cut you off there.
Go, like, go.
We've tried SLS. We've tried the SDC. We've tried Cassidy. We've tried... What'd you say? Hot Date? Double Date?
Double Date Nation.
Sorry, Double Date Nation. Like, we tried all these, but it's really... sorry to cut you off, but dependent upon where you live.
I
like,
agree.
How much interaction you'll get.
Yeah, that's been, yeah, absolutely our experience that we've tried other avenues, but there just aren't people in our area.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that to work with, I guess.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm not so sure that we're the best experts on that per se, but I thought maybe we could try to offer a little perspective on like more of the profile sort of part of the question.
Sure.
Yeah. And, you know, as women in the lifestyle, what we might want to see mm-hmm. in a profile of a single man. I thought maybe we could try to help our follower with that piece of the puzzle.
Oh, yeah, I think so.
So I don't know. Do you want to start? Do you have some initial thoughts about what you would want to see in a profile or what you like? You know, if a single guy is reaching out to you,
mm-hmm.
I don't know, pointers for how they should approach that or what to say, what not to say, maybe some of those kinds of things, we can try to offer some advice.
So honestly, right off the bat, all I can think of are things that I don't like that we, Barry and I, have experienced. We've had multiple people in the past reach out and via their first message, it's just like, hi, I have a king size bed and a hot tub and I'd love to host you anytime.
Oh.
Some people put that in their profile too. Mm. It's very much like setting the scene. This is what it is. Like, I get being very straightforward.
Yeah.
But I prefer personally when it's not all up about like all the sex in your face right off the bat. Like you're a real person before that. Like you ease into that.
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of goes along with profile, the photos too. I don't just want to see a dick pic right away. That doesn't get me off right away. I'd rather see your face and talk to you like a normal human being first in our first few messages.
Yeah.
As far as messages go, we usually ignore people who just say, hello. Hey, how are you? Hi, hey, hi, how are you? And when we don't answer, they just keep going. Hi, hi, hi.
Yeah.
Well, there's a reason we're not answering. Like,
right.
Give something substantial. We can tell when guys or couples, they copy and paste like their generic welcome email. I get it. But I like a little bit besides the size of your cock and what you're going to do to me. Like a hello, you're a professional person, you're interested in this, you really enjoyed the photos and the pictures on our profile. You enjoyed what our profile said. Maybe point out something you read that you liked.
Mm-hmm.
And go from there. So that was all pretty negative stuff that I don't like.
Well, that's helpful information as well.
Yeah. So I don't, do you kind of agree with that? Did you think of anything else?
No, yes, I agree with all of that. I want to know that you have half a brain. I want to know that you have a personality. I want to know that you're a real person. So those one word, one liner messages are not going to get you a response, frankly.
Yeah, same.
And I'm kind of sorry because I'm sure it's extremely difficult to be a single man and be putting yourself 100%. Out there.
Mm-hmm.
So I do empathize to some degree, but at the same time, like it is a tough gig that you are embarking upon. So I'm sorry, but you need to recognize that. And you need to put, you have to stand out. You have to put your best foot forward. You want to make a good impression. So complete sentences.
Oh my God. Spell check. That. If there's something spelled wrong, I don't answer.
If you come at me with a C-U-M, we are done. I do not do the C-U-M.
No.
And I know that makes me sound like such an uppity bitch, but it's just the truth. Like, I do not find it funny. Like, it's not. You're not getting in my pants that way.
Mm-hmm.
So there, we just lost 100 listeners because I'm a bitch. But, you know, yeah, well, there you go.
No, we love the single male population. Like, we want them to succeed.
But
so
yes,
it's just
do well. Do Do good things.
And just with like photo, like I think a thing for us also is when you reach out the first time, we really do appreciate if you at least attach to maybe that initial message, a normal face photo right off the bat, even if you can't open albums, don't have anything else to share, at least showing your face in proper lighting, proper, like not a hat on and covering half your face kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like even just that right off the bat, and make sure it's a recent photo. Because another thing we can talk about another time, but we had a guy that looked like a freaking model on his photos. And when we met him, it was like half the man in the photos. Like, at least match what you are and be upfront about it. Like, don't, what's the word? Hide who you really are. Because when you meet in person, it's just going to backfire.
Well, exactly. Like, how do you even think that's going to play out? Like, what? How? Like, how do you think this is possibly going to work? Mm-hmm. I don't know. Okay, so, all right, more positive.
Sum it up.
All right, let me be a little more positive and just kind of wrap it up. Yeah, I mean, I think for the profile pictures, like, we want a real sense of, like, who you are, what you actually look like. Like, if you don't wear a suit to work every day, that's fine. Like, that doesn't rule you out.
Oh, yeah.
But show me what you actually look like. Mm-hmm. That's gonna go a long way in sort of making that initial connection.
Mm-hmm. Have a face photo to share. Yeah. Even if it's not on your profile, at least share it and be able to share that with the couple you're reaching out to. Put a little substance into your initial messages to couples. Kind of individualize it. Really maybe pull from their profile and show that you've read it and show that you have some interest that way. As far as different apps and websites, honestly, I think it really depends where you live. And you kind of might have to, it's trial and error to see what really works best. I think for a lot of single guys, it's you strike out 1,000 times, but then there's that one. And then you strike out again, and then you get another good chance. Like, honestly, well, it's the same for us with couples, too. Yeah. Like, you're not alone in that aspect. Unfortunately, even for us, it's just taken a while to really get successful. Yeah. But that's, gosh, is there anything else you can think of to share on that?
I know that like a couple of the clubs in our area have certain nights of the month.
Yeah, usually like the Fridays.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, where single males are welcome. I would think it's worth a shot. I mean, for couples going to a club on a night when they know that single males are allowed or going to be there or whatever the case is, you have to kind of think that the people that are choosing to be there that night are open to that avenue.
Hence the story I'm going to share later.
So I don't know. I mean, again, I don't know how successful it is or not, but it seems like it would be worth a try. So that might be a good way to meet people too, because I know that those messages back and forth can get tedious, you know, like
and
one-on-one kind of thing.
Go anywhere,
so.
Yeah.
So yeah. It's a tough game. I do empathize, but I also feel like as a couple, like speaking from that perspective, like you got to have a little, you got to put the time in. You have to show some effort. I want to know that you're real, you're interested, that it's going to be a good match. So I don't know that there's really any way around that to try to take that extra time to sort of, you know, to show that to people. So.
And at least majority of single guys, I think, they aren't shit. Like, we shouldn't be treating them like shit on these websites either. But if you're not getting a response from a couple, probably just let it go at that point. Yeah. Maybe don't keep reaching out. I mean, respectfully, like, couples should at least say, sorry, not interested kind of thing. But
that would be nice, yeah.
We want to give you a shout out there too, guys. We swear. So we support you.
Yes, hang in there.
If we didn't help answer your question, reach out to us again and we will definitely try to hone in a little bit more on certain topics that might be helpful.
Yeah.
But we really appreciate you guys reaching out and asking us some of these questions on Twitter.
Yeah, love it. So we're going to take a short break and then we will be back to tackle life in the lifestyle.
All right, and we're back for our Life and the Lifestyle segment where we're going to talk about strip clubs. Woo, woo. The pros, the cons, the good times, the bad times. I don't know. Strip clubs, they used to be not so much my favorite thing, but now I'm kind of okay with them. Yeah. So we did put out a poll on Twitter. Mm-hmm. Kenzie, can you maybe share some of the results we got from our listeners, our followers?
So basically my question was, have you ever gone to a strip club on a lifestyle date? Mm-hmm. And our Twitter responders, out of 90 votes, 58% of participants said no, they have not gone to a strip club on a lifestyle date. Whereas for the mathematicians out there, 42% said yes. So, I mean, realistically, a pretty even split. between True. Yes. Mm-hmm. I mean, it wasn't like a huge, huge majority. Mm-hmm. I mean, we got a couple fun responses in that too.
Yeah.
I know that we had one follower say that they would not go to a strip club, but mm-hmm. a burlesque show. They
I
would.
Wish we had that around here.
So that was like kind of on my bucket list.
That's
then.
Cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And actually, interestingly enough, before that comment came in, mm-hmm. Gary and I, like whatever, random Tuesday night sitting around, nothing else to do. We watched a show on Amazon. I think it was called, it was on Amazon Prime. It was called like Go Be Naked, Get Naked, something. There was naked. There was nakedness. But it was all about sort of the burlesque industry. And it was really quite interesting.
You know what's weird? I watched the movie Burlesque this week. That one with like Christina Aguilera.
Oh my God. Oh, we are so the same person.
And I like, I so want to be them. I would love to go
but
see
it was
a show.
Fun. Yeah. Cool. So we should figure that out and make that
Someone
happen.
Someone invite us.
So. So yeah, so that could be another option too. I think that would be really fun rather than just like your mm-hmm. straight up strip club. But anyway, so there you go. That was the poll result.
Yeah, thanks everyone for taking part in that. That's interesting because the first date that we, all four of us, got together, that wasn't our initial goal, was to go to a strip club. Yeah. But when we met for the very first time, we mm-hmm. bar hopped and then we ended up at a strip club.
We did.
Which I think is interesting. Totally unplanned, but... Yeah. I think for us, or at least me personally, I just felt like that was like a normal, like natural thing to do. Cause like clearly we're okay with seeing other girls. Like yeah. we're into that. So like it just seemed natural that we might go to a strip club to have fun for the night.
Yeah.
So I'm actually surprised more people maybe don't do that unless there's just not good quality strip clubs. Cause all right, there's like a spectrum
yes.
of strip clubs, right?
Oh, God, yes.
I think we have about all of them in our area here in the Northeast.
Yes. Which I guess, yeah, I guess maybe we're fortunate. Like, you can
true,
run the whole gamut.
True.
Yeah, around here.
Well, I don't know. Let's start at the bottom. So, low spectrum, we've been to them. What's that one, that local one, the Beaver near us? We call it the Beaver.
Yeah.
It's a local, it's like going to a dive bar. It's a dive strip club.
Yeah, yeah,
it's one
is.
Of those where, like, there's outside tables, but, like, you have to sit around the bar
yes.
area where the dancers are. There's that one stage. Mm-hmm. And when you sit there, they walk around after their little dance, and you must give them money. Like, they will stand in front of you and wait
yeah.
for that dollar.
Yeah, it's almost awkward, yeah.
Like, I don't like that pressure.
Yeah, I know. Right. They are not... they're doing the best they can.
Yes.
You know? Yeah.
Unfortunately, we, for the most part at that place, are not overly attracted to those people. Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. please share with our viewers your favorite song you heard there. Please.
It hurts me to even think about this. So there we are one night, just, you know, trying to whoop it up at the Beaver.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just sort of like this clusterfuck of events.
Oh, my God.
Because... Yeah. The DJ had just received a pizza delivery.
Yeah.
So I was already scratching my head about that. And then Africa by Toto comes on.
What?
Does anyone in their right mind?
Who strips to that?
What? What? I can't.
So we now officially, we already hated the song. Like, well, like there was that new like remake, whoever
yeah.
did, Weezer or someone. I don't know.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But now we hate it even more because a stripper, should not be dancing to that.
It just didn't. It was so bizarre to me. I just could not get my head around.
It was so contradictory.
What was happening at that moment in my life. Like, it was yeah. one of those, how did I get here? Kind of like, what events, what steps have I taken to get here to pizza delivery at the Beaver to Africa? Like, what the actual fuck is happening? However, on the other end of the spectrum, you do have your more... upscale strip clubs.
Oh, wait, quick note on that. The yeah. Beaver we're talking about, the dive bar strip club. That was just a topless place. That was not a full nude bar, right? From what I remember.
I think you're right, yeah.
Okay. So that's a difference
yes.
too.
Right, exactly. Okay. Because there are those differences as well.
Yes.
And I'm sure different states and different
have different rules or
like
whatever.
Yeah, there's all sorts of regulations, yeah. but
so anyway, go on with the upscale.
Yes. Okay, so then you have your upscale strip clubs. And I would say that we have one of those in our area, and we've yeah. also been to a strip club in Vegas that I think could classify sort of in that upscale
sure.
category. Mm-hmm. So obviously they're out there, but that certainly can be a very different experience than maybe your local down the road sort of divey place.
Oh, yeah. And well, the upscale place near us, should I say the name of it around here? It's all over the nation, actually.
Yeah, I guess it's a chain, right?
Yeah, like Platinum Plus. Like they're just full on nude near us. Yeah, like yeah. You go in there, you see it all.
Yep.
They don't do any crazy tricks like, you know, shooting ping pong balls out of their vaginas or anything. At least not since I've been there.
I have not seen that there.
No. They full on take it off and they can walk around to you fully naked and do their little dances in the chairs.
Yeah.
But that's honestly, that's the type of strip club that's where we normally go.
Yeah.
Like when Barry and I, we've set up a few dates where we plan to meet a single guy there because it's just an easy thing. It's open, it's dark, there's comfy chairs, there's naked girls. Like what single guy wouldn't want to go to that? So we personally use that for a few of our dates. Sorry if I totally cut you off, Kenzie.
You did not. Okay. Did not.
And I just want to point out that type of strip club we've gone to plenty of times with a group of our friends, lifestyle friends for the most part. Sometimes with vanilla friends too, but because it's a little bit nicer and the girls are, sorry to sound like judgy, but they just, it's a little more enticing to the eye. I'll put it that way.
Yes.
I always enjoyed dressing super sexy to go there.
Yeah.
And sure, I'd be mistaken as maybe someone who works there, whatever. Like I could wear my skimpy little dress and the high heels and like feel good there and like get attention. So it was just a place clearly with like no judgment.
Yeah.
That I always thought was fun for swinging lifestyle dates personally.
Yeah. I would agree. I think the only potential downside, if you will, is that it can be hard to have conversations there.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it's necessarily the best place for a first date.
True, true.
But as one of our responders on Twitter had mentioned, like if you've gone out to dinner with a couple and you've had that opportunity to sort of chat and get to know each other a little bit, a strip club potentially could be a fun sort of second part of the evening. Which is kind of what ended up happening for us on our first date. But, you know, just kind of a word of caution. If you're not a strip club connoisseur, it is kind of loud typically and dark. So it's probably not the best environment if you really are trying to get to know someone. Like that could be difficult to accomplish in that environment.
Yeah. Yeah.
But definitely a sexy, fun atmosphere. I think, you know, there's a kind of a time and place where it could work well.
It can be used as like a little bit of a foreplay because if you go there dressed all sexy and like you can sit on whoever's lap you want to there.
Yeah.
You can't like have sex out in the open, but like you can be a little touchy feely and it's just more comfortable. I don't know. I think when you kind of know somebody to meet there as a second, third date, whatever it might be. Yeah. And then go back to whoever's house or hotel and have some fun.
Sure.
But I don't know. So prior to being in the lifestyle, let me start with this. How did you feel as a vanilla female out there with strip clubs prior to all this? Swinger lifestyle-ness.
I hated them.
Yeah, I was the same way. I think that's just a normal girl thing. Like when you're dating someone, you're like, why would you want to go see that when you have me at home and blah, blah, blah.
Yes. Yeah. I can distinctly remember not being very happy with Gary because he was going to a strip club for a friend's bachelor party.
Oh, of course.
Which is totally normal. Fine. But I can remember being especially salty because I couldn't get my head around, like, just kind of like the why. Like, why do you want to go, I guess, kind of like be like teased and pay a lot of money for it when like I'm right here.
I'm free.
And I think, too, in my sort of like naive, freshly married youngness, like, I thought that I was going to be Gary's everything.
Oh.
And I think with age and time, I have realized that that's just not realistic. Like, I can't do that. No one can.
That's tough.
Like, there's nothing wrong with looking at other people and enjoying other people, enjoying other body types. There's really nothing wrong with that. But I think it took me a while to see that.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, I was not a fan of the strip club prior to all of this, and I can come back to this if you want, but I did have a moment where that, like, I pivoted and that shifted.
Go.
But
share it.
Do you want me to just go run with it?
Because I honestly, I agreed. I was the exact same way until we started going with, like, other lifestyle people, and I realized, okay, this isn't so bad, and it can kind of be fun for me, too. So, yeah, when was your pivotal moment?
Yeah. So, Gary and a friend at the time, the three of us went. And it was probably more on that, like, divey end of our spectrum that we've created. But it was, as soon as I walked in, I thought, oh, like this is a strip club? This is what all the fuss is about? Like, what? All right. Well, fine. Go.
That was your first time.
Yeah. I was like, all right. Well, what the hell's up? I had this all built up in my head. Never mind. And it was not a great experience. I don't know if any of the three of us really had any fun there. I don't remember staying very long. But that, like, really shifted it for me. Now, granted, it was, like, a certain type of strip club. And, like, I have since now been to others. But I think, honestly, just going to one really helped me kind of put things into perspective. And really understand, like, what does or doesn't happen there. And, like, whatever. Like, I'm not the expert. Like, I'm sure things happen differently when I'm not there. Like, I'm, you know, trying not to be a total idiot here. But, like, but I don't know. It was just really helpful for me to kind of see it firsthand and have that kind of understanding. So
I think it was the same way for me. Before we started going together, Barry and I, all I pictured was like him going there and just like people like laying on each other, like touching each other naked, having sex. Like, I don't know. I just thought it was like, and people like exchanging numbers and hanging out after hour. Like, I don't know. I thought the absolute worst.
Right.
But I don't know. We had a lot of fun times going as with our group of friends. We did. We had this one friend who always liked to go to the higher end strip club near us as a VIP. So as a group, we had tons of fun doing that. Like get the bottle service, be up in our private area, like have the girls come to us. And like, I don't know, but like that, it can be seriously, it can be super fun.
Yeah.
But so when me and you, Kenzie, we have girls nights, all our husbands ever want to do is go to a strip club when we do our own thing.
Yes.
And yes, it still annoys us to this day, even though we understand what it is. But,
Well, at this point, it's just comical because it just feels like every damn time, like, oh, like we have a baby shower to go to. Okay, we're going to the strip club.
Seriously.
Like, oh my God, calm down. It's Saturday afternoon. Like,
I honestly, I don't think most vanilla females would be okay with that. Yeah. I think maybe it's a little more lenient with the swinger lifestyle ladies. Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
You can still be annoyed, but like you can be okay with it and be annoyed. So I don't know. I just think it's funny. Like you said, it's comical that that is literally what all our husbands do when we're busy.
I'm like, why don't you like go for a hike or go like target practice or like, I don't know. There's like a million other things to do. No, we're going to the Shady Beaver and we'll see you tomorrow.
I definitely think it's different when guys go alone versus when couples go to strip clubs together. I've heard stories and I've been like the only girl with multiple guys there in the past. And it's a different experience. The females harp on the males. And when I'm there with Barry, it seems like, well, yeah, a few come up that are like, oh, they seem okay with girls. Like they'll flirt with me a little bit.
Yeah.
But for the most part, a lot of the girls stay away from us. So I don't know. What do you feel like, Kenzie? What is it like for a couple when they go to a strip club versus just guys on their own?
I think it depends. Like you said, I honestly think it is maybe dependent on the location, on the exotic dancer.
True.
And kind of what they're feeling maybe. Because I feel like I've had both experiences as well. I feel like there's times I've been there with Gary and the dancers are seemingly like, I get it. It's their job. Like, they got to fake it to some extent. Like, but they seem to be like, oh, cool. You're here. That's great. Like, how fun. Oh,
you're here together. Wow.
They're like excited about it.
Yeah.
And whatever. Like, I get it's could totally be an act, but like, it's nice.
Whatever.
Like,
I'm
at least
okay
they're
with
making
that.
The effort. Yeah. And then, yeah, I've had other experiences where we've gone and I feel like everyone just avoids us altogether. Like, the plague. Like,
which
oh, my
sucks.
God. Like, that bitch probably dragged him here to see what's going on or like, I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, who knows what everybody's thinking? But yeah, I think it can kind of be sort of one or the other. I don't know that I've necessarily had an experience where it was just like lukewarm, where somebody just kind of like walked past like, hey, what's up? Like, I don't know. Like, I mean, that would be kind of random anyway, but I feel like it's a very much like they hone in on you.
Oh,
like,
totally.
Yes, this is cool. You're here.
Where am I going to get the money? Does this couple seem like they're fun? Can I work this? Totally.
Or not. Or they avoid you altogether. I don't know. So in my experience, it's been kind of like that one or the other.
True.
But I don't know if you've had anything different.
No, I'm pretty much the same. I've personally, we've never like at this one place, there's like a back room where you can go do some other dirty little things with girls. We've never gone back together. I am certain my husband's done it when I'm not present, but I've actually gone back like with a girl. like one girl that we kind of knew from going there with our friends, like I thought she was pretty hot. So we went back, but like, I guess she thought I was like nervous or something. She's like, it's okay to touch me. And like, she was like giving me a private lap dance and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I guess this was a little bit earlier on, so I was maybe a little bit more nervous. I didn't think I was, but I guess I portrayed it that way. But like that, I don't know. That type of stuff is fun. Like it kind of maybe for newer couples eases you into like, there's no strings attached here. Like nothing's going to happen at the strip club. But right. It's just fun to kind of test those boundaries a little bit. Mm-hmm. But like after we kind of talked about all this, what do you think? Would you recommend to a new couple in the lifestyle like to go to a strip club for a date? Or not even new, just any couple.
So like just like a couple newly entering the lifestyle. Like, is this a good activity for them to go do together?
Sure, we can go that way. Or no, like another couple, you're trying to meet up with them to get to know them a little bit. Maybe it's not the first time because like we said, it's not the best place to initially try to talk. Yeah. But maybe their second date, would you recommend that to other couples?
Yeah, I think like a second, third date, it could definitely be a good way to go because you have kind of broken the ice. You sort of know each other.
Yeah.
And especially at that point, if you are interested in moving into a play situation, I mean, I could see like that's a good, sexy environment to kind of get everybody kind of in the mood and on that page. Mm-hmm. So something like that, I think I could see. Again, I don't know that it would be the best first date location, but yeah, maybe like that second or third or whatever your magic number is for moving into a play scenario.
Yeah,
I think that could be a good, you know, I don't know, warm up, appetizer, sort of a good way to start the night to kind of lead into some other things. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What about you?
I totally agree. Second or third date or just hanging out is whether you want it to be that little foreplay atmosphere or you just want to be somewhere sexy but you're not quite ready to take it that far. Like, it's just a fun atmosphere to kind of test things out a little bit and dress sexy, have fun. I don't know.
Yeah.
See those crazy dance moves, which, by the way, I have never – I can't do those crazy stripper moves. But I do envy them, and sometimes I take away to the bedroom some of the moves I see them do, like, on the ground and whatnot.
Yeah.
So I must say. And I do have fun. I just thought of something. When I go there with Barry or with friends, the strippers seem to love that attention. Like when it's a nicer place, when there's that like center dance area, when girls go up and have like dollar bills in their boobs and in their thong underwear, whatever it is, like the strippers love to go down and pick that out of the females. And like that, I think that helps the strippers too, because the guys see that girl on girl play a little bit.
Oh yeah.
That's just a fun time too.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's one of the fond memories I have of strippers.
I know, it's so long ago. But yeah, and two, I mean, sort of playing off of that, I think even at a lot of lifestyle clubs or like at Desire, there are stripper poles available to you. So yeah, it kind of can pay off, I think, to if that's your thing, you know, that opportunity, I think, is there for you. If you're interested, if you want to try it out. You know, I dare say in most vanilla lives, there aren't a ton of stripper poles like laying around. But in the lifestyle at clubs and things, I think there's a fair chance that you're going to encounter them. So
we should take a class and report back.
I know, I've been thinking about it for a while now.
We're doing it, guys, for you, for all of you out there.
We'll report back. That'll probably be a whole nother episode at some point. But no, I think it would be super fun. So yeah, I think with strip clubs, certainly everyone's entitled to their opinion. I think there are those pros and cons. Obviously, it can get pretty expensive depending where you're going and tips and drinks, etc. But I think there is the potential for fun. It's a sexy atmosphere. So I wouldn't necessarily rule it out. And frankly, if you're listening to this and you don't consider yourself in the lifestyle, maybe I would encourage you to go to a strip club if you've never been. And I guess maybe I'm talking mostly to women at this point. But honestly, for me, it shifted my perspective so much once I actually went in and saw what was going on. And again, obviously it could have been a little bit different because I was there as a female, but it just really helped me to kind of go and experience and see it. So don't rule it out. Don't knock it till you try it. It might be worth a shot. I don't know. Any final words that you have? Any words of wisdom, Madison?
Nope. Totally agree with what you said.
Perfect. All right. So we will wrap up this life and the lifestyle. We're going to take a short break and then we will come back with Going Deep.
Oh, yeah.
I'm the real deal. And we are back with Going Deep.
Yeah.
So for this segment, what we're going to do is share a story and try to break it down a little bit. Talk about what happened, maybe what we were thinking about, or just those kind of different aspects. Maybe try to give a little bit of a takeaway, you know, what somebody else might be able to get out of that story. And this month, Miss Madison is going to be sharing a story with us. So I am going to prompt and ask a few questions along the way and try to get to the heart of the matter and see what we can share and, you know, what kind of lessons we can offer our listeners. So when you're ready, Madison, take it away and tell us your story.
Sure. So as I alluded to earlier, since Barry came home about a week ago, we've been riding the sex train pretty hard.
I bet.
Just last night, it was actually totally last minute, but we wanted to get out for a little bit. So after kind of running some errands, we went out for dinner. We were sitting on the couch and we're like, let's check SLS to see what's going on.
Sure.
See if there's hot dates, blah, 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 parties, whatnot.
Yeah.
Well, there's this one local, pretty local swing club. Mm-hmm. I guess they call it a club. It's not the best, but there's this local swing club that we signed up for their party. There's a little theme going on. So we figured, why not? We'll sign up for it. Sure. You know what? It doesn't cost that much to go there. It's not that far away. You bring your own alcohol there. They provide the mixers for you. So we're like, what do we have to lose? Sure, we spend a couple bucks, but we're drinking our own alcohol anyway. Why don't we just go people watch, dress a little sexy, see what happens?
Yeah.
We seriously went there with no expectations.
Yeah. Which, it's an easy night,
which I think is the best thing to do. Anyway, I did take a picture, which we'll have to share later on our social media, of my outfit. I thought it was pretty fun.
But
maybe it's just me.
Ooh, I haven't seen it yet, guys.
So maybe I'll share that after this episode. But okay, so we decided to go. I got all dolled up and we went there. When we first walked into the place, the first person, after we like got our drinks, gave our alcohol to the bartender guy there, they must like have hired this hype man to go around or whatnot. I don't know. The same thing happened last time we were there, but we sat at a table. This guy like came up to us, super high energy, like, oh, I haven't seen you here before. Are you new? Do you need a tour? And we're like,
wow,
we've been here. Like, no, it's just been a little while. Like,
bye.
But thank you.
Yeah.
But like, he was super friendly. So honestly, he just kept talking to us for a while in a nice way. But I was kind of like, okay.
Like, is he like attractive?
Not to me.
Okay. All right. That's fine.
Not to me. So I wasn't like trying to take it any further.
Right.
But while he was talking to us, I saw this other single guy sitting down at a table. Like, he was standing at the bar when we first walked in. Mm-hmm. But then as we sat down, I saw him come over to the table next to us. I didn't make eye contact, but like I saw him there and I just knew he's going to come up to us. As soon as this guy leaves, he's going to come up to us.
Yeah.
I know it. I just know it. What happens? Yeah, the hype man, I'm going to call him, he leaves, and this single guy,
swoops.
3 seconds, comes up and
swoops
says,
in.
Basically, I don't even remember what he said. I think he said his name, which I forgot. Sorry. He said his name. He's like, I think he said something like, you guys look amazing, or he's like, with that dress, like, oh, geez, sorry, I just knocked my mic. he said something about, with that beautiful sexy dress, like, I just had to come say hello or something. So I'm like, okay, fine.
Like, that's how you do it, right? Like, you
compliments
come,
go a mile. Oh my god. So obviously I'm gonna let him sit at the table and say hi to us. To be completely honest, like, looking at him right off the bat, to be super superficial, like, I wasn't overly attracted to him.
All right.
To be honest. I really wasn't.
That's fine. It happens.
And I was like, whatever. Like, we're just, we have no expectations. He can talk to us. Fine. I'm fine with talking to people. Whatever.
Yeah.
But he was dressed in like a sports coat, like a nice button down.
Took
like,
some effort.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was very well put together.
Yeah,
like dress shoes too. So compared to a lot of the other guys there who were, well, flannel shirts are nice because that's what Barry was wearing. But like some of the other people, oh gosh. No, there was another guy there in like just jeans and like a baggy sweatshirt and a baseball hat.
Not as impressive.
Like, you're, I don't, unless you're already meeting people that you're certain you're going to get it on with, like, why would you do that? You're not going to get anywhere. So, well, I don't it takes more effort to get somewhere. So I took into consideration the fact that this guy looked very well put together. We had a conversation for well over an hour at the table.
Wow.
Like a legit conversation.
Yeah.
And I personally am usually very quiet, especially with single guys. Like I let Barry kind of take the role of talking and relating to people. Like, I don't know. I just kind of sit back and like observe for the most part. but he kept trying to engage me, like, was definitely getting me to laugh, and him and Barry were having a very intelligent conversation. So I'm like, okay, check the box for looking good, check the box for normal intelligent conversation. Mm-hmm. Didn't smell bad, didn't throw off any other like weird red flags.
Good.
Besides the fact that like he did bring up like, so are you guys here to play tonight? Like he did bring that up pretty soon.
Yeah.
So,
well, now how did you answer that question then?
I think I legit said, we don't know. We just came here with no expectations. We just wanted to get out for a little bit. I'm not really sure like how far we want to take it.
Okay, fair. Yeah.
And that was honestly how I felt.
Yeah, exactly.
And literally the whole time we were having this conversation, I was going back and forth in my head like, do I want to do this? Like, it doesn't seem bad. We haven't done this for a while. It could be fun. It will be fun. I want to do this. But should I just do it because it's the first guy? Like, we're going out. Like, we haven't been out in a while.
Yeah.
Am I just doing it to do it? Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, I was barely paying attention to the conversation at, like, half hour in. Because in my mind, I was going back and forth.
Yeah.
I hope I'm not the only female that does this.
But I doubt it. Yeah.
Sorry out there. If I seem disengaged, I was literally just like a ping pong ball in my head. Like my brain was going crazy.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't sure what I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. I was like, there's no reason not to go forward. But I didn't just want to jump in bed with the first guy we talked to just because he looked decent, didn't smell bad, and he had a good conversation.
Right. So at this club that you were at, was it possible to play on premise?
Yes. Okay. Yes. So this place has like, oh gosh, I don't know how many rooms, four or five rooms or something, like, or at least private areas where.
But it was an easy option. Yes. Like if you wanted to go that route. Yes. Okay.
So yeah. And actually he did bring it up again later. He somehow alluded to the fact of wanting to go back and do something, like questioning it again.
All right.
So that was the only other thing. I'm like, my God, this guy just keeps bringing it up. Mm-hmm. Like, well, like he just needs to stop pressuring me. That's how I felt.
Right.
But then he was like, he started talking about the future, like, can I have your SLS handle? Like, how about we can just meet up in the future? We were talking about other clubs. He's like, I'd love to maybe tour a new club with you guys sometime. Like, it'd be fun to meet up there. I'm like, okay, so maybe he doesn't expect it tonight.
Yeah.
And Barry was not giving me any fucking cues. Like, he did say to the guy, he's like, I don't know. It's totally up to her. She's running the play here.
Oh, like, that's always a tough spot to be in.
Yeah. And, like, I don't know. I guess I was just conflicted. Like, I guess that's weird. I don't know. Like, there's no reason not to. But I was like, should I? I'm not overly attracted, but I'm, like, attractive to the rest of him. Mm-hmm. So that gives hope to you guys out there. I don't know. He wasn't, like, he was a little bit taller than me. He wasn't, like, super, super fit. He was, like, softer. Mm-hmm. I'll put it that way. But, like, just the rest of the package with him, like, had me intrigued.
Sure.
And he had some nice big juicy lips that I told him later. I was like, I just want to see how those lips feel.
That's a good compliment to get. Yeah, why not?
So I only had like three drinks. I don't need drinks to play, but like it just, I don't know, loosens me up a little bit. So after the third drink, I like had my hand on my hip and he could tell like I was kind of looking away, like thinking. Mm-hmm. And he turned to me. He's like, what are you thinking about? And I'm like, oh, nothing. And he's like, no, seriously, what? And I was like, all right, guys, what do you just want to go back and play now? Let's just go to a room and play. And I think like both of them were like taken totally off guard because as the single guy later told me, he's like, you have a damn good poker face because I did not expect that at all.
All right.
I was like, I know. I didn't know what I wanted to do. And then I just like took the bull by the horns here and I was like, I'm running this show.
Yes.
So we went back to the room and he was like, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am.
Oh.
Seriously. We went in the room. We like looked around a little bit. They have porn playing on the TVs, which is nice.
That's nice.
We picked a room that was clean.
Good.
Didn't appear used.
Yes.
That's... at this place, I don't think they're very good at keeping up with changing the sheets. Yeah. So...
all right, smart, good choice.
I like had on a one piece lingerie lace bodysuit and a little black like mini skirt over top.
Cute.
So I took the skirt off. So I'm just like the bottoms to the bodysuit was like a thong. So okay. The guy just starts like touching my ass right off the bat and just goes right in and starts making out with me. Yeah. And that's actually when he made a comment about how, oh, I've just been wanting to know how those lips tasted or something. And mm-hmm. I was like, well, God, I honestly just wanted to know how your big, like, I don't know if I said big lips, like how your lips felt or something. And then, yeah. I don't know. I just thought it was silly. But we were making out, just standing there. I'm kissing him, touching his penis or his cock. Let's make it sexy. And then I reach over with my right hand. Barry's right there. Like I'm playing with his cock too. They're all, both men are still dressed. Mm-hmm. And then I don't know what happened next. I think he started to pull my top off,
okay.
like the top of the bodysuit off. So then the guys, they both undid their button downs. Mm-hmm. They took their undershirts off. They took their jeans off. And it was like a process, quick. Yeah. Like we knew why we were there and we were doing it. So I start, you know, doing hand jobs, making out this guy, that guy, you know,
right.
ping pong back and forth. he's touching me a little bit, but like I thought it was interesting. Nobody then like pushed me to the bed or anything and like went down on me at all. Hmm. Not even okay. my husband. But anyway. No, because it went right into the guy put a condom on and like got behind me.
It's going.
Right oh, away.
Wow.
Like, he was ready. I mean, when he took his underwear off, he was like at attention. Like yep. down there, it was ready.
Hello.
So, I mean, honestly, when he went behind me, got on the bed, put the condom on, I said, Barry, please get me some lube. Like, because it was so quick. I was like, I just want it to go in smoothly. Like, yeah. I don't want to be uncomfortable. So he put it in my hand. You know, I patted myself a little bit. And the guy went right in. And it was nice.
Good, good.
He wasn't too big. Definitely not too small. It was like a perfect fit.
Oh, thankfully.
That was perfect. He was behind me and then I was bent over, you know, giving Barry head. Like it was the perfect they should have just high-fived and done our Eiffel Tower situation. Yeah. But they didn't, I don't think.
Damn it. Next time.
But like that was fun for a while. And then I think the guy came pretty quick. Like I don't know if he was just like so worked up or if it had been a while.
Yeah.
No judgment, whatever. Like it felt good enough for me for a while. He pulled out, he did his thing, and then Barry got in the bed. We started going at it.
Yeah.
But like while we were doing that, the guy was just kind of standing next to the bed and I was just playing with his cock a little bit. He was touching my boobs and whatnot.
Sure.
And then Barry finished and then we were all just kind of like hanging out. I'm like, so guys, like, should we go again? And they're both like, we kind of just need a minute, which is understandable.
Yeah.
And the guy, thankfully, he was nice enough. He's like, whatever you want. Like, I want to make sure you were pleasured, that you were okay. Do you need more?
All right.
And like, after a while of hanging out, I was like, you know what? Actually, I think we're good. Maybe I'll leave you wanting more. Maybe we can meet in the future and take it a little bit further or longer next time.
Yeah.
But then like, we were all cool with it. We got dressed and we left.
Wow.
And now I think he actually already messaged us on Kik. Like, we're going to keep in touch that way to maybe hang out in the future. Mm-hmm. But I couldn't believe it. Like, that was not why we went out. Like, we were totally not expecting this.
Yeah, but I feel like those are some of the best experiences sometimes is when you don't have any expectations.
Mm-hmm.
Like, then the magic happens.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. The universe works in mysterious ways.
But. Yeah.
So were the lips as delightful and juicy and exciting as you maybe had hoped they were as you were looking at them?
Yeah. I mean, I wish I would have felt them elsewhere on my body, too, to be honest. But no, he just had the nice, big, juicy lips, great at kissing, great at making out.
Good.
So that was not a problem at all. That was totally easy to get into.
All right. So something to look forward to for the next time.
Hopefully that's like not an issue with him. I don't know. Mm. Actually, another thing that I thought was cool was right before, well, as we were kind of getting undressed, he's like, what are your guys' rules?
Oh, very nice of him to ask.
Yes. But I was like, do we have any? I was like, condoms and no anal. And he kind of looked at me shocked, like I even said that. Like, he's like, oh my God, no, I'm not. I wouldn't do that anyway. Aww. I was not even thinking that. I'm like, okay, right. Well, just wanted to put it out there so you know. I don't want you in my ass tonight. but I was like, honestly, besides that, no, like, go for it. We're here to play too.
Sure.
So, and we keep the door shut in those places. I'm not one for the whole voyeurism thing, like for the most part. Sometimes I am, but there were some creepy people there, to be honest. And I know some single guys go there and they just watch people hook up, and it just makes me very uncomfortable. So kept the door shut on that one.
Yeah, that's fair.
I don't know. It was a very unexpected fun night. It made me definitely remember how much fun it is to hook up with a single guy.
Yeah.
And my husband, like, do the threesome thing.
Right.
So hopefully we can do that again in the future.
Sounds like an excellent night.
It's been a busy week. But super, super fun. So, yeah, I hope to maybe get in touch with this guy or maybe other, I don't know, any other guys in the future.
Yeah.
Like, we don't need to necessarily hook on to one guy and, like, always meet him.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, exactly.
But it's right. Good to know someone if we're ever looking for something to do.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm so glad you guys had a good time. It worked out well.
I love getting fucked by multiple guys in the night.
Oh, that's going to be that's going to be a quote. So on that note, I'm not even going to try to top that.
Sure.
We're going to take a quick break and then we will be back for our final segment, our surprise question. Hang in, guys.
All right, so now we're back with our surprise question. This episode, it comes from Barry. Barry asks, what advice would you give a couple who is contemplating testing the waters with a single male? Interesting. All right, Kenzie.
All right, I would say, so my single guy experience, my and mm-hmm. Gary, that's not grammatically correct, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. It's okay.
Not a lot of the experience there. I thought we were doing the right thing. Like, I know I've talked about before the single guy that we met and, like, it was maybe not the best experience ever. I thought we were doing the right thing. We chatted for a while beforehand. I thought that he was checking the boxes in terms of, you know, complete sentences and a personality and half a brain and, you know, like, I don't know. I'm not expecting Channing Tatum to walk through the door here by any means.
Nice.
But wouldn't that be nice? Anyway, I don't know. Like, and then that like just didn't quite go the way I thought it would. But I think it's okay to be cautious, to be particular. I don't want to sound totally callous, but to some extent, like, we don't necessarily owe people very much in this lifestyle. We need to look out for ourselves and our partners and do what feels right for us. So I don't think that people should necessarily feel obligated. Like, if you have maybe started a conversation with a single guy, I really don't think that there is any obligation to follow through and actually meet the person.
Yeah.
If you're not feeling it or if you're sensing some sort of red flag or whatever the case is. I just and again, like, I don't want it to sound as rude as it probably does sound. But I think you just need to, you know, you need to watch out for yourself and do what is going to be I don't know. We can't predict the future, but you want it to be as an enjoyable of an experience as possible. So if it's not looking like it's going in that direction, it's okay to, I don't know, like, abort mission and divert and
definitely
call it off. And I don't know, I think just going back to what we said earlier, like, I know for us, you know, a coherent, intelligent, some sort of response is helpful. So if you're not getting that, it might not be worth pursuing. So yeah, I don't know, not probably the most helpful information because I don't have quite as much experience. So what do you have for our listeners, Madison?
I agree with what you said. I definitely think couples should give singles a shot. I mean, if that's what you're into, obviously. It's okay to be picky. It's okay to want to pick through the weeds and really find someone who has that clean appearance. They have good communication. They seem intelligent when you're going back and forth and talking with them. Another important thing to note is that, at least in our experience, a lot of times single guys can back out at the last minute. Don't take that personally because it's happened to me a lot and I did it first, but no, I think it's just them. Sometimes getting either, scared, uncomfortable. Things do come up sometimes. I doubt people break as many bones as they said they have to get out of things, but whatever.
Wow.
I don't know what's wrong with me. But so just expect that it might not always work out. Like, just keep trying. It's okay to give – I give single guys at least two chances. Like, if you back out the first time, fine. Okay, if I'm really into you, I'll give you another shot.
Yeah.
But just expect that, at least for me, has happened quite a bit.
Sure.
But it's fun. And I think with single guys, it's fun to maybe plan to meet them out somewhere. If you're not really comfortable, maybe hosting at your house, yeah, like we did this past night, maybe plan to meet out somewhere public. Well, public to the swinger party atmosphere. Yeah, yeah. Like there's an opportunity to play there, but honestly, you shouldn't feel pressured to play there. If once you meet in person, it's not really vibing or clicking for you guys.
Yeah.
But single guys are fun. I think it's fun to give them a shot, and hopefully that's pretty good advice for people. I don't know.
Yeah.
If they're into it. So thank you, Barry. I think we about did our best at answering that question. And thank you guys for listening to our episode 7. I guess we're ready to wrap it up. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's about it. Subscribe, follow, give us some love. We appreciate it. Ask questions. We're happy to address those things. And until next time, friends, go out there and find your twist.
Oh, yeah.